Hello, everyone. We are now doing the summary for Parshas Pekudei and Parshas Beshalach, the eighth daf, in which we finish the bir, the explanation of the Maamar Eila Pekudei, and learn a summary on that bir, on that explanation, as well as learning a kitzer, a summary on the discourse. On the Maamar in Parshas Beshalach, which speaks about Shabbos. So, to summarize the summary of Pekudei, we spoke about Eila Pekudei Mishkan. These are the accountings of the Mishkan. Eila means, expresses the emotions. And expresses the six tractates of the Mishnah, which in with each tractate of Mishnah, sorry, not tractate, each Seder of Mishnah has six Seders of Mishnah intertwined within it. You have each of the topics within each of the Sedarim of the sections of the Mishnah. So therefore, really, you have six times six, which is 36. You also have six emotions. So the six emotions, and within each of the six emotions, you have the six emotions intertwined. So you really have six times six, which is 36. So we see that the first word of the verse represents the expression of the emotions. Pekudei, even though it means counting, it also means unity because it's an intimacy. So essentially, the first half of the verse is alluding to expressing our emotions and uniting that with the idea of Eila Pekudei Mishkan, the idea of Mishkan, of drawing it down here in this world. So that represents the last two letters of Hashem's name and that unity. In the second half of the verse, it says Mishkan Ha'edus, it says the word Mishkan a second time, a Mishkan of testimony. Sher Pukad. That Mishkan, the same idea of drawing down Hashem's presence, is in a manner of edus, which means testimony. Testimony is only something that people is completely concealed from us. An event that's previously concealed from us, we need witnesses to testify and reveal a situation. So here, the second half of the verse is actually referring to a level of godliness that's far beyond our natural comprehension and ability to grasp. So it's talking about the level of godliness that corresponds to the first two letters of Hashem's name and created, generating that unity within wisdom and understanding. So we see from here that the first half of the verse is about expressing, generating an emotional excitement. That emotional excitement and unity, lower level of unity, which is achieved through the verses of praise we sing in the morning prayer, that yields us to have the ability to reach a higher level of unity, which is that unity of wisdom and understanding, which occurs in the first verse of the Shema. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we become witness and give testimony to this infinite, high, beyond comprehension level, uniting the first two letters of Hashem's name. And all of this, as the verse continues, it says, "Biyad Itamar." Sorry, "Avodas Levim Biyad Itamar." This work of the Levites to take that high, lofty unity that we have in the Shema to draw down again in the through the avoda the this work of the Levites, which they would be singing and carrying the Mishkan in an emotional way of loving Hashem. And then from there, taking that and expressing that in your speech, because itamar means to speak, or to speak derech memela, to speak automatically. So that is specifically the way that we draw down this love for Hashem that is generated as a result of this lofty unity, is specifically through speaking and learning words of Torah and being a conduit for Hashem's presence into the world. And that is the idea of Moshe, because Moshe represents is the ultimate epitome of self-nullification. And the reason why it says Ben Aaron HaKohen, that is the son of Aaron, is because Aaron represents Avarabba, which is this lofty, high level of love, that only through this high level of love we're able to reach, to be able to become this self-nullified kli to express these lofty unities and be an expression for God in this world. Now, that is Parshas Pekudei. The summary of the discourse in Parshas B'Shalach very fascinatingly speaks about how the world to come is created with the letter Yud, and how the world, this world, is created with the letter Hey of Hashem's name. And it speaks about many different concepts related to Tzimtzum, how Hashem conceals himself from his infinite essence into this Yud, the letter Yud, which is just a dot. And from there it expands through our understanding and appreciation of Hashem. One other fascinating insight from this summary is how on Shabbos we have this duality where we are constantly striving to cleave to Hashem, while at the same time we are taking that energy and bringing it down during the week. So we have 6 days of working hard and elevating sparks and coming, bringing it to Hashem. And then we are able to, on Shabbos, cause it to draw down. And that's why we have this concept that you always have double, the concept of double on Shabbos. And specifically, you have Lechem Mishnah, you have Shamar and Zachar, and specifically when the Jewish people keep two Shabbats. Two Shabbosim is when we'll bring Geula to the world. So it's a very powerful idea that we have, this special gift that Hashem gave us of Shabbat to really recharge our batteries and help bring down godliness into the world through the 6 days of the week. Hope you enjoyed and have a most wonderful day.